All right, Ani. So I want to take this time to do some role playing, because you're going to be getting, obviously, you're already getting a bunch of phone calls and stuff now, and want to let you know kind of how I handle the calls. So right now you're mailing to the absentee owners, right?
Right.
Okay. And first off, what's your experience been with talking to them, and have you had any problems with using that kind of call sheet that with for Ron LeGrand, the one that he had?
Yeah, so I approximately about 4 to 5 days after I sent the mailer, because it was a weekend, so I sent it out on Thursday. By Monday night, as well as Tuesday, as well as Wednesday, I was getting calls. And I got approximately like about 10 or so calls after I sent 135 letters out. And the first call I got was from this lady who has a property in South Seattle, what seemed to be a pretty prime property. It was like a, five bedroom, really large size house that her sister has lived in for the last few years. And now she's going to come up and try and sell it. And she basically said, if you're not going to buy it for $750,000, I don't want to talk to you. And that was before she, because she had left me a voicemail and it went to Keke Home Buyers instead of my name. She's like, so are you a company? Are you trying to, buy my house for free? What's going on here? Are you trying to, like, I don't want to sell you at a discounted price, and I'm fine making a payment. So once I was able to kind of talk her out of that, then she kind of started questioning me to death, like, why do you want to buy? How did you find my house? Why are
So
you
why don't
paying
I
this
let me
rent?
stop you right here, because this is a perfect one. What I want to do is I want to do an exact role play of what happened. I want you to be the seller, and then I will be you, or I'll be me, I guess.
Okay.
So let's just do that. Don't tell me anything more about the house or the call, and let's just see how I would handle this. All right, so I'm gonna call you. Ring, 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 ring. Or, I'm sorry,
Hello.
I take that back. You're calling me. This is an inbound
Okay,
call, so
so
why don't you call
ring, ring,
me.
ring, ring.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, I got a letter from you wanting to buy my house, and then
Oh,
I
yeah.
heard your voicemail, and are you a company?
Yeah, actually, well, my wife and I, we do buy real estate. We're looking for a house that we can maybe purchase and hold as an investment. So, yeah, I've got a real estate company, but I'm interested in buying houses. Do you have a house for sale?
Well, not quite. I have a house in South Seattle, and
Okay.
my sister-in-law is there now, and I was going to come up in a few months and make it ready for sale, put it on the MLS. But are you a realtor?
No, actually, I'm just a real estate investor, and we're not a big real estate company. It's just we have a company name, because that's what we buy our houses with, through the LLC. But I'm just a regular guy, and I'm looking for a house. And so, I went to a title company. I just got a list of homes in the area to just send the letters out, and I found that, if we didn't have another real estate agent that was going to take a 6% commission, it might make me or might allow me to make a better offer that would work better for, for both you and me. So you thinking about selling that house in South Seattle?
Well, it sounds like you want to buy a distressed house, and my house is not distressed, and I'm not behind on my payments. So,
Okay.
why would a title company give you my address?
Well, all that stuff is public record. So the title company has my address and everyone's address. So what I was looking for is, maybe a 3 or 4 bedroom house that, it's in a good area. Is your house in a good area?
Yeah, so my house is on a golf course. I'm sorry,
Uh-huh.
it's on a park. It's back to a park, and
Okay.
we've kept it up over the years, and it looks pretty nice. It's about a 5 bedroom, 3.5 bath.
Oh, it is a 5, okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty large house, and I was gonna sell it for 750. I mean, I don't really think of anything less would make sense, because it's a pretty nice house.
Sure.
It's on a park.
Okay, well, that's good. And to answer your other question is I'm not looking just for houses that are distressed. And I didn't mean to have you assumed that, that's the reason that I was contacting you. You know, I do buy houses that need fix-up, and but I'm also looking for houses that are nice, and, you know, I can maybe put a nice family in the house and hold it for an investment. So, you know, you said you were looking for $750. How did you arrive at that price? Is it from other houses that have sold, or did a realtor talk to you?
No, that's just how much I expect the houses for that area to be, because they're, you know, that's what all the other ones are selling at, and they're not as good a shape as mine is.
Okay. All right. How long have you owned yours?
10 years.
For 10 years? Okay. So now I know the way the market went, it's been pretty bad in the last several years. Are you stuck at that $750,000 price because you need to be able to get that price in order to pay off your loan? Or do you have any flexibility on that price?
Well, I mean, you know, if my goal is to put the house on the market, so I'm sure I'll get that price. I mean, I've been talking to realtors as well. So
okay.
It's not that much work for me to put the house on the market.
Right.
And by the way, I'm not quite sure I want to sell. So right now I have to go, and I'll talk to my husband, and if it makes sense, then we'll call you back.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you a quick question. You said that you would, if you don't get $750,000, you're not going to sell it?
I'm not sure yet. That's what
Okay. My
husband and I have thought about.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but what I want to do is, why don't you give me your email address, and I will send you my phone number and my email, and then talk to your husband, and then would I expect to hear back from you by tomorrow?
Nice.
What's your email address, Ani? I'll just send you my contact info.
Okay. Well, you know, it's law@hotmail.com, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Well, I won't keep you too much right here, but I'll send you my email. And if you want to talk it over with your husband, and maybe I'll try calling back in a couple days, and then you know, I'd have a few more questions just to see if this is a house that I would be interested in. And you know, there's a few different ways that I could buy your house. I can pay all cash, but I'd probably have to have a flexible price, or I could you know, buy it in a different way that can give you a higher price if maybe you didn't need all of your equity right now. But let's just discuss that in a couple days, and I'll call you then.
And then also ask me, like, tell me that, you know, you're also able to take over payments, because she did say something about that too.
Okay. So Ani, now you said you had to go, and I didn't want to take up your time. Is it okay if I ask you a few more questions?
That, I'm sorry, she said to me is, when I told her, I said, I have some options for you. I can either buy it out cash, or I can,
mm-hmm.
you know, take over payments and stuff. She's like, oh, no,
right.
I don't want any payments. I want to be
so,
out.
So that's what, but I, in the call, just for training, you know, for what I would do, at some point in the call, you said that you really don't have time to talk, and you wanted to talk to your husband. And so I want to make sure that you know that I want to be polite and honor your time. And so that's why, you know, so Ani, I know you said you had to go, but do you have a couple more minutes that I can ask you a couple more questions about the house?
Oh, no, I got to go.
You have to go?
That's
okay.
Yeah, that's what she would like. So do you want me to keep going then to get to that?
No. If,
okay. Then, yeah, she's like, no, I have to go, and she hung up the phone on me.
Ah, got it. Okay, so let me ask. I'll ask. So there's several ways I can buy your house. I can pay all cash, and you know, but I need to have a flexible price on that. But if you absolutely need the $750,000, you know, I might be able to buy it by taking over your payments. Or would you consider, if I could pay you the $750,000, would you consider allowing me to lease your house? And then buy
I don't want to handle payments. I don't want to handle rentals. I just want to get out of it. No, that's not an option. But as I said, I'll talk to my husband. I'll get back to you if we need anything, you know, or want to sell.
All right. Well, Ani, I'm going to send you an email with my contact info, and then maybe we can stay in touch. And if it doesn't work out, then I just wish you good luck.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, so on that one, it's pretty clear from the from how you were answering those questions that you are a non-motivated seller, and it's not my goal is not to try to convince you to sell to me. You're just the 19 out of 20 people that I'm probably never going to be able to do a deal with, and that's okay, because in order for me to buy, you're going to have to be either flexible on the price, flexible on the terms, or both. And if you have no flex, if you need all cash, you need a top price, there's nothing I can do for you. So in that case, if it's just over the phone, again, what I did was I had a reason to ask for your email, because it's easier for me to set up an automated follow-up that might go out maybe once every 3 months to say, hey, Ani, this is Mike. We talked a few months ago about your house. Did you end up selling it, or is it still for sale? If you're flexible on the price or maybe the terms, that's something I might be interested in buying. And then, set that up as an autoresponder so that you don't even have to do the follow-up. So it'll happen automatically. And that way you're not wasting your time with somebody who's non-motivated. But people's, circumstances will change. And so if you're not motivated today, in 3 months you might be. And by me getting your email address, then I can have them autopilot, follow-up done without taking up my time. So I would probably put this in the category of, we're not going to do deal now for sure. We might not in the future, but at least if it doesn't take any more of my time to do the follow-up, you'll get an email from me in the future.
Okay.
That was a good call. So
that was a rough call. That was my first call that I got, and I was I walked around just, crying, and I called my friend, and I'm like, I feel like a terrible person.
Yeah, well, you got thrown to the wolves in the first one. So I'll tell you what, calls like that will happen every now and then, where somebody is just really standoffish. I think we talked about this before, you're going to get a wide variety of people. The most important thing is to, not take anything personally. Some people are freaked out when they get a letter, but you'll find you'll start getting people that are super excited that you mailed them, because you're just the solution to their challenge.
That's a really good point, because there was a guy who called me, has a property in South Seattle. It's one of the three that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to sell it for like $240,000. And he's like,
right.
Oh, it was really interesting. I got your letter because I want to come up there in August, clean up my property, and put it up for sale. It's about that time that I want to get out of being a landlord.
Great. Awesome. So did that one end with a, kind of like a goal to call him later, or did you talk?
Yeah, it did. That one ended with me, I'm going to call you later, but then I need to get information. So that's what I was going to ask you about today, is what do I do now? Like, I can pick up the phone and call him. Is my goal to call him and fill out the rest of that sheet? And then you and I can have a conversation about, what's possible on that house, or what do I do?
Sure. Okay. So we'll do a role play on this one.
Okay.
What information do you have from him? You don't have to tell me numbers, but do you know what he owes in the house yet? And don't tell me what it is yet. Okay.
No,
so
I don't know what he owes on the house.
What I want you to do is make up some numbers, because I'm going to go through and I'm going to ask you some questions about the house. I'm going to ask you kind of what you owe. I'm going to ask you if it's rented, what you're getting for rent. And, a lot of the house, if just make up some numbers if you don't know. And if you want, you can be a little hard on me.
Yeah, because he was, like, when I tried to ask him point blank, how much he owes, he was like, well, I don't believe that's important right now.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
He wasn't pushing back really hard, but that's what he said.
All right. Well, let's just do this one. And why don't you give me a call, and we'll just start from scratch, and let me see if I can help you through.
Okay, so ring, ring.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi. I got your letter in the mail asking to buy my house. I wonder, how did you find me, or how did you find my house?
Oh, yeah. And actually, which house is yours? I sent a letter to you and then some of the neighbors.
That
for your house?
Yeah. So it's the one on 4418 South Webster in Seattle.
4418 South Webster. Okay, great. And my name is Mike. What was your name?
Mike, I'm sorry. He told me his name, but I don't recall. So I'm just going to...
Well, your name is Ani.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sorry. My name is Ani.
Oh, hi, Ani. Okay. So how did I get your address? Well, actually, my wife and I, we are looking to buy some real estate, some houses that we might be able to hold for a long-term investment. And, you know, we've been making some offers on bank-owned houses and short sales, but kind of been a little frustrated because it seems like it takes forever for the banks to come up with a decision. And so what we ended up doing was we know we wanted to buy a house in the area, and we just went and we asked the title company if they could give us just a list of some of the houses, maybe a 3 or 4 bedrooms in the area that might be the type of house that we're looking to purchase. And so we kind of just sent a blind letter out, and we sent it to you and then some of the neighbors in the area. And our goal, I guess, by doing it that way is we were hoping that if we could work directly with an owner, that there wouldn't be a real estate commission that would have to be paid. And so it might make it so we can make an offer that would work better for, you know, both you and for us. So I haven't seen the house though. Is it, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house.
Okay.
And it sits very close to the park right there in South Seattle.
All right. And how many square feet is it?
I don't have a number.
You can
so
make one up.
I'm just going to say like 2,400 square feet.
2,400? Okay. So just
yep.
Make anything up if you don't have it.
Okay.
Or you can tell me you don't know, whatever. So, all right. Was it a newer house, or is it, how long have you owned it?
No, I've had it for the last 10 years, but last year I did put a new roof on it, and I did paint the outside, so it looks quite nice. I mean, maybe the kitchen kind of might need remodeling or some touch-up or something like that, and I was going to come up there in August and paint the inside so I could get it ready for putting it on the market. So are you a realtor?
Well, actually, I'm a real estate. I'm just an investor, so I'm not an agent. I don't list houses. But you said you're going to be coming up here in August. So is it you're living out of state, or are you living in the area? Or?
Yeah, I'm out of state, and I have a tenant in there right now, and I've had this house for a while, so it's time for me to kind of, you know, sell it, get my money out of it, and just, you know, I'm at a place where I can retire, and I don't want to bother with the rental anymore. It's kind of hard since I'm out of state.
Right. Okay. No, I completely agree. I have rentals. I don't have any rentals out of state, but I have some rentals that are about 1 hour, 2 hours away, and it's not always fun to have to manage those. Is your tenant moving out then?
Yeah, that's what the plan was, is that end of July, they're going to move out, and then I was planning to come up for a month to clean up the house and then put it on the market and get an agent to, you know, sell the house. And
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, if you didn't have to sell to the agent, I think that would probably help out.
That's true.
So you put the new roof on, you said it might need a new kitchen, you painted the outside. So do you have a...
Oh, no, I haven't put money into the kitchen. I'm just saying it might be a bit too old for the modern-day houses, but the rest of the house has been kept up well. I mean, the landscaping is quite nice. I've done the outside. I've changed the roof. It's a new roof, and I was planning to come up and paint the inside.
Sure. Okay. So I have a question. What would you consider for an asking price?
Well, the house next door sold for $240,000, you know.
Okay. And do you know how long ago that was? Is that recently, last few months then?
It was probably in the last 6 months. I want to say, I believe it may have been like February, March, April this year, or December of last year, something like that.
Okay, and is your house pretty similar to your neighbor's house, or is it bigger or is it smaller?
I think they're actually about the same.
Okay, so around 240 is kind of what you think that the house would be worth.
Yeah, but again, I don't know. I haven't talked to a real estate
Yeah.
agent to figure out what the comparables are in that area.
Sure. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And so, would you have an asking price at all?
Would I? I'm sorry, what?
Do you have an asking price for what you would be willing to sell it for?
No, I don't know. I mean, do you know how much you want to sell it for, or how much
Well,
you'd want to buy it for?
you know, I honestly only would have to take a look at it. And I'd like to take a look at the house, but if I can buy your house maybe a few different ways. I do have cash. So, you know, one of the things benefits of that is I could close really quickly. And if there's any kind of fix up that's needed, I'd be happy to do the fix up. I'd buy it as is, and I wouldn't ask you to do any fix up. But Ani, I'd need a flexible price in order for me to pay cash. If your house is worth 240, let's just say the realtor says that your house is worth 240. If I could pay you all cash and I could close within the next week or two, so you'd actually have cash in your pocket, what do you think the least would you be willing to consider is?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I mean, it's not a bad house. Everything's, I've done the work over the years. I've kept up with it, so I don't know, honestly.
So do you even have a ballpark number?
Not really. It's just that's what I saw my neighbor's house sell for, so that's why I said 240.
Right. Okay. Well, I kind of want to be interested in finding out, you know, what your asking price is, and because until I know what you're asking, it's kind of difficult for me to know if it's something that I'm willing to buy. Do you need all cash? Like I said, if I paid all cash, I'd need a discount, but I could pay more if maybe you were willing to take some of your money now or get paid in installments or let me take over your existing payments on your loan. Would you prefer to have all cash if it was a lower price, or would you consider a higher price if I could maybe pay you over time?
I don't know. I mean, do you have numbers in mind that I could, look at and kind of think about?
Yeah, well, I want to see the place first, but let me ask you a question. What how much do you have left to pay off in the mortgage?
I don't think that's, something I want to disclose right about now. Why is
Well,
that important?
no, I understand, Ani, and it's something I can just look up online, so it's not an issue, but I would like to know it because if I were to make an offer, first off, I don't know. You said you bought it about 10 years ago, and I know the market had moved up and then it came down quite a bit. So, are you kind of in a scenario where you'd have to get close to that $240,000 price in order to pay off your loan?
No, I mean, I want to get my cash out of it, and I want to, just have a life that I don't have
Okay.
to take care of this property anymore.
Okay, well that makes sense. But what I was saying, when I can buy your house a few different ways, one of them would involve paying you all cash, and the other one would be paying enough cash that I can pay your loan off, and then the balance of the equity that I owe you, I could pay you in maybe a large down payment now, and then maybe another payment, you know, in the future. And so knowing at least how much money I'd need to pay off your loan. I need to know that in order to be able to make you an offer. So, you owe like around 230, or do you owe what about what do you think that you owe on it?
Why do you need to know how much I owe? I'm telling you, how much I want to get out of the house. Why does it matter how much I owe?
Because I can pay you the asking price for your house potentially if I know how much I have to clear off on the mortgage. So when I buy your house, you're going to want me to pay off the loan, I'm assuming. So that's the minimum amount of cash that I'd have to come up with. And so in order for me to make you a few different offers, I need to know that. And just knowing that information is not going to start to hurt you anyway. It actually will help you because I'll be able to make a higher offer. So that's what I was trying to find out. I mean, do you owe between 200 and 240, or is it something else?
Oh no, it's something else. It's lower than
okay,
that.
Okay, so you owe much less than 200.
I owe okay. It's less than that.
Hey, can you help me out here? That would be the thing that allowed me to make you a proposal to find out how much I'd have to come up with to pay your loan off.
Yeah, it's approximately $135,000.
Okay. Perfect. So when I'm able to take a look at the house and make an offer, one of the offers I'll make would be for me to be able to pay off your loan of $135,000, and then the highest offer I could give you would be if you were willing to have the loan paid off and then have me maybe pay you over time in monthly installments, or pay you at a later date. And it's possible that I could potentially get you close to full price. Or here's another question for you. I know that you've had this as a rental property and you've been getting income, which I'm sure you've liked. Would you, if I could pay you the absolute highest price, would you consider leasing your house to me and then allowing me to buy it in the future if I was able to take care of all the maintenance so you didn't have to worry about anything needing fixing? I would cover that cost. Would that be something that you'd consider?
Yeah, but then I'd have to worry about setting my payments on time, and, you know, it's such a hassle, and then I have to make my payments to the bank. It's just, I'm trying to get out of the hassle.
Okay. Well, I understand that. If I could show you a way that you wouldn't have to worry about that, would that be something that, you know, what would you want to do then?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe.
All right. Well, maybe we can discuss that. The important thing is I'd love to be able to have an opportunity to take a look at your house. Is there an opportunity for me for your tenant to show me? Or you're coming up in August, so that's going to be about a month. What's the soonest that you'll be up here?
August 2nd.
August 2nd? Okay, that's not too far. Why don't you do this, Ani? What's your email address? I'll send you my information, and maybe I'll take a drive by the house, and I won't disturb your tenant, but maybe I can take a drive by to the neighborhood and check the area out. I'll email you my contact information. What's the best email address for you?
Let's say vince@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, Ani, what I'm going to do is I'm going to check the house out. In the meantime, I'd like you to kind of think about maybe if you had an asking price. I'll pull maybe some comparable sales myself, and then what I'll do is I'll follow up with you in a couple days, and let's just see if this is something that we can work out, and I'll talk to you then.
Okay, sounds great. I look forward to hearing from you then.
Okay. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so let me just make a couple points on that call. In the beginning, I'm doing a lot more rapport building, and I am spending more time on a call with somebody. You know, it's possible when you said that you owed $135,000 finally, that gives me the less you owe, the more flexible and the more ways that I would be able to buy the house. So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Either that, or I also like if you owe very close to what you owe. I mean, sorry, very close to what it's worth, because in that case, your options for selling are very, very small, and I can probably show you a way you could sell that other people, you know, wouldn't be able to offer you. So that's going to be selling through a lease purchase. And when I asked you how much you owed, I typically, the way I ask it is I say, how much do you have left to pay off on the mortgage? And then you shot back and you said that, well, I don't know why I should give that information, or I don't feel comfortable giving that information. And so my response was ultimately that, well, by knowing how much that you have left to pay off, I can buy your house in a number of different ways. And one of them is going to be paying you all cash, but I might be able to pay a lot higher price if I can at least take care of paying off your loan and then maybe make you a large lump sum down, or maybe pay you over time for the rest of your equity. And then what I do is I usually follow up with a question. I'll put it back on you again, but I'll do it in a maybe less threatening way. So I want to exactly say, so how much do you owe? I say, so are you saying, I mean, do you owe between, you know, 200 or 240, or, you know, and then I'd be silent. and I wait for you to respond. And if you still didn't respond, then I might maybe joke and laugh and say, well, you know, I'm not trying to poke into personal, you know, business, but you know, this is, I know I saw that you bought this 10 years ago and you paid $220 for it. So maybe I'm assuming that you have it paid down to maybe $200 by now or $190. And I'm not, and again, it's, if by giving me, let me know how much you owe, it doesn't make it worse off for you for me making an offer. It actually would help me to make you a better offer, because I could pay you a higher price if I know that. So, you know, what's the ballpark? And then
made the point of, if I know how much, your loan is, and I make you an offer that would be some cash now, some cash later, I aim to give you enough cash to pay off your loan now.
Right.
Is the explanation you gave, which is a really good logical reason why it makes sense to know how much they owe. Because,
yeah, and
you don't want to hang on to your mortgage any longer than you have to.
That's perfect. Yeah, see, that's exactly it. So you're just asking in a different way, and you're showing it why it's a benefit to them. And then I also, you know, I want to make it nonchalant, so it's not like a big deal. It's just, you know, so I mean, how much do you have left to pay off? I mean, is it 240? Is it two, whatever? And then sometimes, you know, I might also say. Well, you know, Ani, I've talked to some people that, you know, want to sell their house, but then I find out that they actually refinance and they owe more than the house is worth, or they owe more than I could pay, and so I didn't want to waste your time with going over and taking a look at the house if I couldn't offer you enough to even pay off your mortgage. So, if you sold at the 240 price, would you? And you had to pay some closing costs, obviously. Would you have enough to be able to clear out your mortgage in full, or would you have to come to closing with a little bit of money?
Okay.
And so there's about five or six different ways you can ask the question to try to get to a roundabout number. And if they absolutely just refuse to tell me, which actually hardly ever happens, and I think that you'll find is starting out with sellers, you're going to have those objections just because you're not going to have as much confidence, and it might come through a little bit over the phone, but the more practice you get, the easier it's going to be, and they just will end up blurting it out or trusting you and not even worrying about it.
Then I guess the other thing is, like, what was the other point you made, which I really wanted to ask you about? I don't remember. Okay.
Well, okay. So let me kind of go into how I talk about the rent to own.
Yep.
So with the rent to own, what I usually will do is I will say, you know, Ani, I can buy your house a few different ways, which is great. I have cash and I can pay cash. The one thing though, with for me to pay cash, I'd probably need a flexible price. You know, you said that the house might be worth around $240. If I could pay you cash and I could close in a couple weeks or on the date of your choice, what's the least that you would consider if I could pay all cash and take your house as is? And so I'd ask that, and then I'd hope to wait for response. And if you say, well, I could maybe take $220, but in the pay a realtor, I'd say, well, is that the least that you'd consider? And if you said, yeah, that's the least, I already know that $220 is going to be way more than I can pay cash, and so I'll take my next question. I'll say, you know, Ani, I think that it's probably more than I could pay. But, you know, if I could pay, I might be able to pay the $220 if you're flexible on the terms. Are you willing to take your equity in installments, or allow? Would it be okay if I could cover your mortgage and pay your pay what you pay on the mortgage, so you didn't have that debt? Would you allow me to buy it over time, or would you sell it on a allow me to lease your house and then buy it in the future if I can give you that price? And so that would be the discussion to lease purchase. And if you said that you'd consider it, then what I would do is anytime that, and then I'd ask you, well, how much is your monthly payment? So that's the other one, is if you ask them for how much they owe, and then at some point you're going to ask them what their monthly payment is. And the reason that I want to know the monthly payment is my highest offer would be if I could basically cover the payment and then cash you out in the future. And so if you said that your payment was, say, $1,200 a month, then in my mind I'm thinking, can I get $1,200 a month at least for rent? And if you're willing to do a lease purchase and I can cover your payment with rent, then I want to see about scheduling the appointment, because at that point I can either buy it on a lease option and do what's called a sandwich lease. And a sandwich lease option, are you familiar with that?
I believe what you do is you lease option it from them with the term and the agreement that you're going to buy it at a certain date.
That's right. And then what you do is you turn around and you sublease
it. Lease it to somebody else, right?
Yes. And usually you're getting a premium. You ask for little to no down. I mean, that's what you offer, is little to no down. You get the monthly payment as low as possible, and you have the lowest possible sales price that you can negotiate. And then when you go, what you do is you turn around and you sublease it, and you try to get as much as you can get down, as much as you can get for monthly payment, and as much as you can get for price. And if you can create a spread between the down payment, the monthly payment, and the sales price, then you might want to do the sandwich lease option, because you're like the meat in the middle of the sandwich.
Right.
At the
very least, what I get to keep as a profit, right?
That's right.
With the meat in the middle.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. And at the very least, if you can negotiate a little to no down and market rent or lower, and then market price or better, then you don't have to stay in the middle of the meat in the middle, the sandwich lease option. What you can do is you can get it under contract for lease option, and then you could assign that contract to one of your buyers and take their upfront option fee as an assignment fee for you, and then you're out of it. And then you're not collecting the difference in the monthly, and you're not collecting any difference in the sales price. You just collect the upfront option fee as your payment, and then you're done.
But if there's a gap in between, who's getting, because it's a lease option, the owner ends up getting the profit every month, right?
Yeah, so
I get out of it.
That's right. If you get out of it, there's no spread. You're just, the only spread is the beginning, and then you're getting out of it. So
then the rest of it, the rest of the extra payments every month, like more than what the owner expected to get, is what the owner gets as profit. And then you walk away with the, like, down payment or the wholesale lease option profit that you picked up.
That's right.
Right.
So let's say that you say, hey, I'll sell for $200, and I want $1,300 a month.
Yep.
And it's worth $200, and then at that point, because I can't create a back end spread, then it doesn't make sense for me to stay in the middle of this property if there's no back-end profit for me. And then that's the lowest I can negotiate, is you want full price. Then I'm not going to stay in the middle of that for the whole time. I am just going to get it under contract. I'm going to find a tenant buyer who can pay the full price, who can pay the monthly, and who has more money down that I can get as an assignment fee than I've promised the seller. And then I'm in and out of it. And if I can get, let's say the house is worth $200, but I can get it optioned at, say, $170, then at that point I'd want to potentially stay in the middle, because there's a $30,000 back end profit that I might be able to get.
So the other thing he mentioned on the call was that you can look up the amount that I'm owing. Is that true?
Okay. Yeah. Well, so the way that I would do it is basically what I'm saying is, Ani, I understand you're not comfortable with that information. It's important for me to be able to make you a good offer. I saw the public records show that you bought it 10 years ago and you paid $220 for it. So, and it says that you got a $220,000 mortgage. So I'm just assuming that you just paid the regular payment and you probably owe around $190, right?
Got
so
it.
I would do
that. That's how you do it.
Yeah, so it just, public, it doesn't, I can't look, I think I would rephrase the way I said that, was that I could just look it up online, and maybe that doesn't sound quite right, because then they go, oh my gosh, you have access to my Bank of America account. I don't want to do that. But what I could just say is, I know that when you bought it, 10 years ago, you paid $220 and you took out a $220,000 loan. So I'm just assuming that you owe around 190, but did you refinance or whatever?
Got it.
So I'll tell you what, I have a 9 o'clock
yep.
about 10 minutes away that I got to go to. So what I'll do is after this call, it's going to go, they're going to have it be an MP3, and then I will be able to get that sent to you. I might actually just create a web page that you can stream it from and download it from so that you can listen to this, and then we can have, you can call me throughout the week here if you get other phone calls so that we can kind of discuss, you know, any challenges you're having.
So then what should I do with this guy? Should I call him back and try to get more information?
Yeah, give him a call back and then kind of go through and ask him a little bit more about what he thinks he's wanting for the house. You can actually, is he coming up in August for sure then?
Yeah, he is. I just don't have an exact date, but I can find out from him. So I can basically walk him through the same question and answer session we just had and get more details from him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then next is, what about the land stuff? Do I just, is there anything more I need to do there?
Okay, so, and then that was one thing that I wanted to do yesterday is to find somebody who is a builder that I trust, and I didn't do that. So today I'll put a message on the REAPS board. I'll ask for somebody who knows land development and we'll see what kind of responses I get.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
All right, Ani. Good talking
Bye.
To you, and good luck. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Bye.